Hello and welcome to the very first Need to Know podcast, where we address questions from yesterday's sermon. Yesterday, we began a series on the Apostle Peter entitled Rocky, and we have with us today Pastor John to answer some of the questions that came in yesterday. Pastor John, one of our members of the church asked this question: how can I be certain if God is calling me into full-time ministry?
A really good question relating to the story of Peter yesterday, when the Bible says he forsook basically his business, his livelihood, and began to follow Jesus immediately. And we talked about that. We threw a little bit of a challenge for people to think about and to take into conversation with God concerning the purpose of their life and what our lives are spent doing. I think to answer that question, without wanting to sound as though we're drawing and pulling the same answer out for almost every question, I think our relationship with God is really important as a starting point. And in that, our fellowship or our relationship with the Holy Spirit, that in that and through that ever deepening and that intimacy within that relationship, God is able to speak to us about something that is really quite dramatic when we're talking about maybe stopping employment or full-time employment and using our time mainly predominantly to serve God. I gave a little illustration of how that happened in my life when I was listening to a friend of mine preaching, and God spoke to me through the story of Elijah the prophet and his the one who would follow after him, Elisha. And I think what's important for people to know is that that was not necessarily where it started, the process, but that was really where God got my attention. That was a little bit like the story we read of Peter, where Jesus performed that amazing miracle of catching all those fish. It got his attention and it got my attention. And that was where I then began to have this very serious confrontation with him. If we look at the Apostle Paul, God used a very dramatic way to grab his attention on his road to Damascus, and the bright light that shone from heaven, and God, well, Jesus speaking to him and telling him that he was the one that Paul was really persecuting. I mean, that grabbed his attention. And Moses had his attention grabbed with this bush that was on fire but wasn't being consumed by the fire. And I believe it's being in relationship with God and ready so that we can recognize when God begins to speak to us about these things.
Just a follow-up question to that, Pastor John. How does one process through what to do next after God grabs your attention in the manner that you're describing?
I think the important word is process there. That those moments are moments. They are perhaps singular individual instances where God really enters into our life realm and we suddenly tune into what he's beginning to talk to us about. But it is a part of the process. And I think that it's really important that people don't necessarily instantly make a life-changing decision necessarily at that moment. Peter did. Peter made that decision. He was going to follow Jesus. That was the context in which Jesus called him. Jesus was journeying. It was the will of the Father that Peter would be one of his followers. And that was the moment not only to arrest Peter's attention, but in that case, Peter needed to follow straight away. Elisha followed straight away. I think there's a decision that we make at those moments, and that decision can be as simple as rejecting that crazy thought, me give my job up or me take part-time employment so I can serve God with the rest of my time and just earn enough to live by. There's a decision to make whether we continue conversations with God about these things or whether we reject it there and then. And I would say continually take those impressions that you get, take them back to God. And I would, as we said yesterday in the service, I would avoid procrastination. I would avoid coming up with reasons and excuses why we can't. But I would say let's embrace that idea of God in our heart and then let him continue to show us step by step how we're to allow him to unfold his plan in our life. You know, people will just take those seed thoughts that were planted in our hearts yesterday and seriously take them before our Heavenly Father and talk to him and listen to him and see what he had to say to us.
The next question we have for you, Pastor John, relates to the bondservant that you spoke about yesterday. This person wanted to know if you had any idea whether it was the left ear that was pierced or if it was the right ear that was pierced. Any thoughts to that?
You know, young, this is one of those times I'm going to have to say, I don't know.
Okay.
Just to be completely honest. I have looked into it a little bit. I can't find anything to indicate left or right ear in Scripture. What I would just like to say is there's two things that really stood out to me. We read about this law concerning bondservants in a couple of places in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 21. And there's two beautiful truths that come out of there. The law says that if a servant chooses to stay with his master, it's the master that takes the servant and puts the hole in the ring in the person's ear.
Wow.
It's a work of the master.
Wow.
Isn't that a beautiful picture right there?
It is.
And then that same verse goes on to say this, and then that servant will remain with his master forever.
Mm.
Isn't that beautiful to see that there's that, just that unifying of the master and the servant and coming together in agreement.
That's right.
This is what we want for the rest of our lives. But whether it was left or right, yeah, I really don't know. I can't answer that one.
And thank you, Pastor John, for answering those questions. I imagine they're quite helpful for not just the people who ask them, but also for our listeners who are tuning in here on this podcast. Well, I believe that's our time today. Please send in your questions after the sermon on each Sunday, and we'll do our best to address them here in this forum. We hope you have a good rest of the week, and we'll catch you here the next time. Take care.